Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Yesterday, a 26-year-old man opened fire on a community college in Oregon. It's sad. It's devastating. It's a terrible, terrible tragedy. They're not releasing the name of this man yet, but I think it brings to light even more about mental illness and that prone to violence and whether or not there is that link, and how are people who are mentally ill able to get guns so easily. Yesterday, we had on our show one of the directors of NAMI, which is the National Association Alliance on Mental Illness, and you can go to their website, which is NAMI.org. That's the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and learn more about the mentally ill and what you can do, ways to identify. They've got red flags on there to identify people that are possible or possibility of being prone to violence if they suffer from mental illness. And I want to just say, our thoughts go out to those in Oregon from Radio MD. It's a terrible tragedy. And if you're a parent, this is just something you cannot even wrap your mind around. President Obama went on TV yesterday and gave one of the most heartfelt, emotional, angry speeches I've heard the man give in quite a long time. He said, "Our thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's not enough. It doesn't capture the headache, the heartache, or the grief and anger we should feel." He also talked about the politicizing of the gun rights activists, which are coming out, and they're going to be coming out now, and they're going to just jump on this and saying that he politicized the event. And did you know that there's roughly, and he said this yesterday, a gun for every man, woman, and child in America? So he said, "How can you, with a straight face, make the argument that more guns will make us safer?" I absolutely agree 100%. I don't even understand. He also said, "We know that the states with the most gun laws tend to have the fewest gun deaths." So the notion that gun laws don't work or will make it harder for law-abiding citizens and criminals to still get their guns is not borne out by the evidence. And I haven't heard the president speak so emotionally in a long time. And I was really rapt. I was listening to him and agreeing with him on so many of the things he was saying. You know that people are going to jump on him and say that he shouldn't have politicized this, but I think he should have, because he brought out the issue of guns in this country and how difficult it is to control them when people are crying their amendment rights. Well, maybe that's antiquated. We need to revisit. And if you go on the webpage for NAMI.org, that is the National Alliance for Mental Health, and read what they have to say about it, and also the American Academy of Pediatrics talking about gun violence and children that could possibly get shot in their own homes by guns that their parents own. Kids are curious. This is really something that's a problem in this country. So I hope you'll reach out to your congressmen and make your voices heard. Let them know that there's an issue in this country and that you want something done about the gun violence. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out. In the last story, in just the last few seconds here, taller people are at greater risk of developing cancer, says a new study. Every 4 inches in height increases the risk of cancer by 20%, found these researchers. So the most extreme correlation was for skin cancer, probably because they're up closer to the sun. Well, I'm 4'10", so maybe that's one way that my risk of cancer is reduced, because I'm not that tall. And it says the percentage jumps 30% for every 4 inches for skin cancer, and experts still aren't sure what causes this phenomenon. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay tuned.